In 2007, astronomers looking through archived data found something strange, a powerful burst of radio waves, 5 milliseconds long, that seemed to come from deep space and didn't repeat.
Yeah, it was probably just ground-based radio interference. Astronomers have problems with this all the time.
That's what they thought at first, Don. But then they detected more bursts from several different radio observatories and from many different directions in the sky. The researchers agree that the bursts come from outside our galaxy and that their source is small by astronomical standards. In 2016, they detected 16 bursts all coming from the same distant galaxy.
Black holes, pulsars, and magnetars are small but energetic objects. Could they be producing the bursts?
That's what most researchers think, but they can't agree on a model that fits the data. One other kind of small object may also warrant consideration. In 2017, two Harvard astronomers proposed that the signals might come from alien transmitters.
But Yael, the bursts are smeared over a broad range of frequencies, just like other naturally occurring radio emissions from space. Extraterrestrials trying to communicate would pack energy into a narrow frequency band, just like we do.
The researchers don't think the bursts are a communication signal. They think that extraterrestrials might use beams of energy to power their starships. When the beams sweep across Earth's position in the sky, leaking energy produces the burst.
But one very recent finding doesn't fit this hypothesis. There is a low-level persistent radio source at the location that emitted 16 bursts. That is unexpected if aliens use narrow energy beams. Further research will be needed to learn what fast radio bursts really are.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.